He was one of the country's best known and most revered sportsmen. But this morning, the former Kilkenny hurler DJ Carey pleaded guilty to defrauding people out of money while pretending to have cancer. At Dublin Circuit Criminal Court, the nine-time All-Star pleaded guilty to 10 counts of deception. He's due to be sentenced in October. Our reporter Laura Fletcher has been following the case. Laura, will you bring us through what happened in court this morning?
That's right, Rachel. Well, Court 7 was really packed this morning because, as you say, former Hurler of the Year DJ Carey was due to stand trial today on deception charges. And but when the 54-year-old who previously lived at the Drive, Newtown, Maynooth in County Kildare, when he appeared before Judge Patricia Ryan, we learned he was going to enter guilty pleas to 10 counts of dishonestly inducing people to pay him after he fraudulently claimed to have cancer and needed money for treatment. Now, the 10 charges involved a total of 13 complainants, and among them billionaire businessman Dennis O'Brien. The court also heard that one deception charge was being struck out, while the remainder of the indictment would then be taken into consideration by the sentencing judge. And that sentencing, as you said, is due to happen on the 29th of October.
The court also heard, Laura, about DJ Carey's health. What was said?
That's right, Rachel. Senior counsel for Mr. Carey, Coleman Cody, told the court that while this case involved fraudulent cancer claims, his client, he said, did have genuinely significant health issues. And he told the court that Mr. Carey had heart surgery last summer. Now, Mr. Cody asked that Mr. Carey's legal aid be extended. He also asked that a psychological report be prepared for Mr. Carey's sentencing. So Judge Patricia Ryan granted those requests, and she then remanded Mr. Carey on continuing bail, and the next time we'll see him in court will be the 29th of October for that sentencing hearing, Rachel.
Laura, thank you. That was Laura Fletcher.